Today on Commuter Bible, the Lord tells Ezekiel to play soldiers in the dirt. It's Ezekiel chapters 4 through 7 and Isaiah chapter 35. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. Ezekiel performs a number of symbolic prophetic actions while under the direction of the Lord, including several of today's prophecies. As a pronouncement of judgment, Ezekiel draws Jerusalem on a brick and lays siege to it in the dirt. Afterwards, he is commanded to lie on his left side for over a year, then his right side for over a month, a day for each year of iniquity for Israel, then Judah, respectively. And later in the book of Isaiah, we'll read a prophecy of hope, predicting sight for the blind, hearing for the deaf, strength for the lame, speech for the mute, and crowns of unfading glory for the redeemed of the Lord. Ezekiel, chapters 4 through 7. Now you, son of man, take a brick, set it in front of you, and draw the city of Jerusalem on it. Then lay siege against it. Construct a siege wall, build a ramp, pitch military camps, and place battering rams against it on all sides. Take an iron plate and set it up as an iron wall between yourself and the city. Face it so that it is under siege and besiege it. This will be a sign for the house of Israel. Then lie down on your left side and place the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. You will bear their iniquity for the number of days you lie on your side. For I have assigned you the years of their iniquity according to the number of days you lie down. 390 days. So you will bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. When you have completed these days, lie down again, but on your right side, and bear the iniquity of the house of Judah. I have assigned you 40 days, a day for each year. Face the siege of Jerusalem with your arm bared, and prophesy against it. Be aware that I will put cords on you so you cannot turn from side to side until you have finished the days of your siege. Also, take wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt. Put them in a single container and make them into bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the number of days you lie on your side, 390 days. The food you eat each day will weigh 8 ounces. You will eat it at set times. You will also drink a ration of water, a sixth of a gallon, which you will drink at set times. You will eat it as you would a barley cake and bake it over dried human excrement in their sight. The Lord said, "This is how the Israelites will eat their bread, ceremonially unclean, among the nations where I will banish them." But I said, "Oh, Lord God, I have never been defiled. From my youth until now, I have not eaten anything that died naturally or was mauled by wild beasts. And impure meat has never entered my mouth." He replied to me, "Look, I will let you use cow dung instead of human excrement, and you can make your bread over that." He said to me, "Son of man, I am going to cut off the supply of bread in Jerusalem. They will anxiously eat food they have weighed out, and in dread drink rationed water for lack of bread and water. Everyone will be devastated and waste away because of their iniquity." Now you, son of man, take a sharp sword, use it as you would a barber's razor, and shave your head and beard. Then take a set of scales and divide the hair. You are to burn a third of it in the city when the days of the siege have ended. You are to take a third and slash it with the sword all around the city. And you are to scatter a third to the wind. For I will draw a sword to chase after them. But you are to take a few strands from the hair and secure them in the folds of your robe. Take some more of them, throw them into the fire, and burn them in it. A fire will spread from it to the whole house of Israel. This is what the Lord God says. I have set this Jerusalem in the center of the nations with countries all around her. She has rebelled against my ordinances with more wickedness than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries that surround her. For her people have rejected my ordinances and have not walked in my statutes. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Because you have been more insubordinate than the nations around you, you have not walked in my statutes or kept my ordinances. You have not even kept the ordinances of the nations around you. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. See, I myself am coming against you, Jerusalem, and I will execute judgments within you in the sight of the nations. Because of all your detestable practices, I will do to you what I have never done before and what I will never do again. As a result, fathers will eat their sons within Jerusalem, and sons will eat their fathers. I will execute judgments against you and scatter all your survivors to every direction of the wind. Therefore, as I live, this is the declaration of the Lord God. I will withdraw and show you no pity, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your abhorrent acts and detestable practices. Yes, I will not spare you. A third of your people will die by plague and be consumed by famine within you. A third will fall by the sword all around you. And I will scatter a third to every direction of the wind, and I will draw a sword to chase after them. When my anger is spent, and I have vented my wrath on them, I will be appeased. Then after I have spent my wrath on them, they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my jealousy. I will make you a ruin and a disgrace among the nations around you in the sight of everyone who passes by. So you will be a disgrace and a taunt, a warning and a horror to the nations around you when I execute judgments against you in anger, wrath, and furious rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken. When I shoot deadly arrows of famine at them, arrows for destruction that I will send to destroy you, inhabitants of Jerusalem, I will intensify the famine against you and cut off your supply of bread. I will send famine and dangerous animals against you. They will leave you childless. Plague and bloodshed will sweep through you, and I will bring a sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. of the Lord came to me. Son of man, face the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. You are to say, Mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says to the mountains and the hills, to the ravines and the valleys. I am about to bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars will be desolated and your shrines smashed. I will throw down your slain in front of your idols. I will lay the corpses of the Israelites in front of their idols and scatter your bones around your altars. Wherever you live, the cities will be in ruins and the high places will be desolate, so that your altars will lie in ruins and be desecrated. Your idols smashed and obliterated, your shrines cut down, and what you have made wiped out. The slain will fall among you, and you will know that I am the Lord. Yet I will leave a remnant when you are scattered among the nations. For throughout the countries there will be some of you who will escape the sword. Then your survivors will remember me among the nations where they are taken captive, how I was crushed by their promiscuous hearts that turned away from me, and by their eyes that lusted after their idols. They will loathe themselves because of the evil things they did, their detestable actions of every kind. And they will know that I am the Lord. I did not threaten to bring this disaster on them without a reason. This is what the Lord God says. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, and cry out over all the evil and detestable practices of the house of Israel, who will fall by the sword, famine, and plague. The one who is far off will die by plague. The one who is near will fall by the sword, and the one who remains and is spared will die of famine. In this way I will exhaust my wrath on them. You will all know that I am the Lord when their slain lie among their idols around their altars, on every high hill, on all the mountaintops, and under every green tree and every leafy oak. The places where they offered pleasing aromas to all their idols. I will stretch out my hand against them, and wherever they live, I will make the land a desolate waste, from the wilderness to Dibla. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, this is what the Lord God says to the land of Israel. An end. The end has come on the four corners of the earth. The end is now upon you. I will send my anger against you and judge you according to your ways. I will punish you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you, but I will punish you for your ways and your detestable practices within you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Look, one disaster after another is coming. An end has come. The end has come. It has awakened against you. Look, it is coming. Doom has come on you, inhabitants of the land. The time has come. The day is near. There will be panic on the mountains and not celebration. I will pour out my wrath on you very soon. I will exhaust my anger against you and judge you according to your ways. I will punish you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will punish you for your ways and for your detestable practices within you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes. Here is the day. Here it comes. Doom is on its way. The rod has blossomed. Arrogance has bloomed. Violence has grown into a rod of wickedness. None of them will remain. None of that crowd, none of their wealth, and none of the eminent among them. The time has come. The day has arrived. Let the buyer not rejoice and the seller not mourn, for the wrath is on her whole crowd. The seller will certainly not return to what is sold as long as he and the buyer remain alive. For the vision concerning her whole crowd will not be revoked. And because of the iniquity of each one, none will preserve his life. They have blown the trumpet and prepared everything, but no one goes to war, for my wrath is on her whole crowd. The sword is on the outside. Plague and famine are on the inside. Whoever is in the field will die by the sword, and famine and plague will devour whoever is in the city. The survivors among them will escape and live on the mountains. Like doves of the valley, all of them will moan, each over his own iniquity. All their hands will become weak, and all their knees will run with urine. They will put on sackcloth, and horror will overwhelm them. Shame will cover all their faces, and all their heads will be bald. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will seem like something filthy. Their silver and gold will be unable to save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. They will not satisfy their appetites or fill their stomachs, for these were the stumbling blocks that brought about their iniquity. He appointed his beautiful ornaments for majesty, but they made their detestable images from them, their abhorrent things. Therefore, I have made these into something filthy to them. I will hand these things over to foreigners as plunder, and to the wicked of the earth as spoil, and they will profane them. I will turn my face from them as they profane my treasured place. Violent men will enter it and profane it. Forge the chain, for the land is filled with crimes of bloodshed, and the city is filled with violence. So I will bring the most evil of nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the pride of the strong, and their sacred places will be profaned. Anguish is coming. They will look for peace, but there will be none. Disaster after disaster will come, and there will be rumor after rumor. Then they will look for a vision from a prophet, but instruction will perish from the priests and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed in grief, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. I will deal with them according to their own conduct, and I will judge them by their own standards. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land will be glad. The desert will rejoice and blossom like a wild flower. It will blossom abundantly and will rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the weak hands. Steady the shaking knees. Say to the cowardly, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. Vengeance is coming. God's retribution is coming. He will save you." Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing for joy. For water will gush in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The parched ground will become a pool, and the thirsty land springs. In the haunt of jackals, in their lairs, there will be grass, reeds, and papyrus. A road will be there, and a way. It will be called the Holy Way. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for the one who walks the path. Fools will not wander on it. There will be no lion there, and no vicious beast will go up on it. They will not be found there. But the redeemed will walk on it. And the redeemed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with singing, crowned with unending joy. Joy and gladness will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee. Commuter Bible is funded by fans like you. Your kindness, generosity, encouragement, and support keep this podcast going. Over the last year, the Lord has shown His grace through your donations, meeting the needs of the show and allowing us to make improvements on our end, some of which you'll be able to hear, and some which simply make production of the show easier for a busy dad like me. If you'd like to pitch in and help support the show, go to patreon.com/commuterbible. That's patreon.com/commuterbible. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.